When you have an ambition, it keeps you from doing things you want to do. Because you want this ambition 10,000 times more than you want those things. So my question is, do you have a holy ambition? An ambition is a passion, it's a longing, a want to do this. And all the other things that you want to do also, you don't do. Until you're done. That's the way ambitions work. I'm calling it a holy ambition. Why? I'm calling it a holy ambition because it's an ambition to see people who don't know anything about Jesus hear about Him, believe in Him, become obedient to Him, and be saved by Him from their sins and from the wrath of God. That's a holy ambition. People who don't know anything about the name of Jesus, I will devote my life to not doing things I want to do that I might do this. Save sinners who don't know about Jesus. And I'm calling it holy because of what it comes from. That's what it's aiming to and where this ambition is growing from. And it's growing from God and His holy word. Little children, heads up. If you can understand me right now, kids, I want you to listen carefully. I know the term holy ambition is a big term. It's a big word. It's not something you use every day. Here's what it means. This is for children. It means something you really, really, really want to do, and God wants you to do also. That's a holy ambition. A holy ambition, something you really, 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 really want to do, and keeps you from doing other things you really want to do that are also good, but you do this, and it's something God wants you to do also. God can come down while you read your Bible. And He can take a verse and burn it on your heart so hot you know you're called of God. You can't get rid of it. You can't let it go. It holds you. There have been verses like that in my life. And there can be verses like that for 13-year-old girls, boys, and 73-year-old men who say, I will not waste the rest. I think the way an ambition is born is by meditating on the law of the Lord day and night,